How you feel?
I'm all right, man. You know, just, you know, taking it day by day and you know, really just focusing on the point that I know in my mind mentally I got to be much stronger so I can finish the whole game.
You feel better this week than you did last week?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I can tell a big difference. You know, last week it was, you know, still fresh. And, you know, this week it feel, you know, way better than it did last week. So, it's, you know, it's making progress. And I can really tell the big difference from this week and last week.
Since you can't simulate hitting in practice, is that the ultimate test?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. That's got to be the ultimate test, you know, since you really can't, you know, hit that much in practice. And, you know, you really got to wait till really that first contact in game day, you know. But, you know, they give me a little bumping and, you know, see how it goes through the week and, you know, see what, you know, where I'm at, you know, at the end of the week. If you ready to get hit back, that's on you.
What has anybody approached you about, hey, listen, you're a tough guy, we realize that, but we want you for the long haul. Why not take a couple of weeks off, go through the bye, come back fresh as a daisy?
Nah, they ain't told me that. Nah, they already know what my mindset is. And, you know, I'm not going to sit down. That's just never been in me to sit down. You know, I only set a game when I had to, when I couldn't, you know, go out there. And like I said, I'm going to go out there and see what I can do. If, you know, if I can't finish the game, my Terrio's going to be there, and he's going to do what he do every week, you know, when I'm not in the game.
Trent, when we talked to you on Sunday, you said it's a lot worse than people think. Well, you're the one that made us think maybe it's not so bad. So what exactly?
I mean, even from my perspective, I thought I was going to be better. I mean, but of course I didn't have no contact going into the game, so I thought I was going to be better. So, you know, it was a little worse than I thought it was going to be. And, you know, as far as, like, pain-wise and, you know, taking hits, and so Coach made the right decision.
Are you now, would you now wish you didn't play?
Sorry. Nah, I don't, you know, I would never wish I didn't play. You know, I had to make sure I could go out there and try to do something. You know, in my mind, like I said, I always feel I can go full speed. And I don't think it was, you know, just – I don't think it was me bagging out for full speed. I just think of that, you know, when it got to the contact part, I couldn't really go at 100%. And so, you know, and my game is a physical game. So the way I play, I'm not the type of person to really just step out of bounds.
Is there any possibility or concern that you can make the injury worse at this point?
You know, from what they tell me, is no, you know, concern of me making the injury worse at all. And, you know, from what I know, I don't think it's, you know, possibility to make it worse. I just think, it's, you know, as I go on, it's just going to get better. They felt around on their day, and they said, you know, it's getting back solid again, and it's feeling pretty good. So it's getting better day by day.
Nobody's indestructible, but after what you went through in high school, you seem to be close to that. Is this frustrating you, surprising you that you've had two injuries since your career's really gotten going here?
Well, you know, it's frustrating because I want to be out there all the time, and I want to be 100%, and the league haven't seen me at 100% yet. So, and, you know, but being, you know, frustrating as being able to perform at a high rate is not, you know, affecting my mind at all. I'm still going to go out there and do all I can to give 120. You know, a lot of people say 110. I say 120 because that's just how I like to, you know, have my mindset and my expectations. I mean, so it's really not frustrating my mind at all.
After missing all of training camp, do you feel in some ways you're still making that adjustment to the pro game?
No, not at all. I done picked up on the game. Like I said, Saban had prepared me, you know, for playing in the NFL as much as he can. And, you know, it's not that different. You know, especially like pass routes and pass pickups and the same run. So it's not that different. You know, but it's, you know, missing them four games, that, you know, it took a toll. And, you know, I wasn't me when I first got out there. But, you know, as the weeks go on, I get better and better every week. If it's even running the ball or catching the ball, I'm out there doing something better every week.
You weren't really, you know, the one of the criticisms about what happened on Sunday was that you weren't really attacking the hole as well as you'd like. Was there maybe in the back of your mind anything psychological about the injury that prevented you from kind of attacking the line?
I don't think it was just in my head, man. It's just, you know, when I got that initial contact, you know, it was kind of at a point where it's like, okay, I might need to sit down a little bit, or I might need to, you know, get Terrio a blow and let Terrio see what, you know, he can get out there. And so when Terrio got out there, he performed better. And, you know, I wasn't going to put my team in at a risk that, you know, might can cause the game. So, like I said, the game is much bigger than me. And we got, you know, other backs out there. We got Terrio and we got Brandon Jackson, and we got Obi out there. And them guys, you know, they play good ball too. And so, like I said, I'm prepared. And when they go in, that they're going to do the right thing.
I think you said.
Is it tough to watch on tape? Go back and see the eight carries for 8 yards.
I mean, it's tough to see that, you know, I wasn't at 100%, and I felt like I can always do more, and I felt like I could make more people miss. And, you know, my game, I'm usually not letting the first person take me down, or I'm giving the first initial contact. And so I wasn't really giving initial contact last Sunday, so that wasn't my game.
Did it really look like you then?
Yeah, it really didn't, you know, look like me.
So did you say, go on. What makes you confident you can be effective this coming Sunday when we're still dealing with that same injury?
Just the mindset and, you know, and being around my teammates. And my teammates, you know, tell me, you know, when I was out there, they told me I look way better than I did last week. And, you know, at the end of the week, I look way better, you know, at the beginning of this week than I did at the end of last week. And so, that, you know, that's a big plus. And coaches come to me telling me you look way better. And, you know, my mindset, I feel way better. I feel much stronger.
Trent, did you say that you haven't been 100% yet this year? Is that what you said?
I mean, you know, from injury report, I haven't, you know, I still haven't been 100% just yet. And from an injury point, I mean, I had two surgeries in less than 2 months.
Right.
I mean, so, you know, it's, you know, it's still where it's like I still do a little rehab just to stay, you know, staying contained and not to be, you know, get off track with stuff. You know, that's just being a professional.
So how has that injuries affected your production this year?
It haven't at all. It haven't. You know, just probably last week, you know, when I couldn't go out there and play like I wanted to. But other than that, it haven't affected at all.